Home safe home. Monty was angry again. His mother had said he couldn't go to his friend's place.
You have to help me, she said.
Monty didn't think it was fair. He always had to help her. His sisters just had to look after the baby. They liked looking after the baby. It wasn't fair. Monty stomped to his bedroom. Nobody cared about him, he thought. He should run away.
Run away!
He was always saying he was going to run away. But he never did. Well, this time he would. Monty climbed over the fence. He began to walk down the track. He could hear a rustle in the grass behind him. It was his dog, Trip.
Go home, shouted Monty. I'm running away.
But Trip had sniffed a rabbit, and he was off through the trees. Monty began to chase Trip, but Trip was running like a racehorse. Suddenly, Monty stopped. He wasn't on the track anymore. There were tall trees all around him. Monty went one way and then the other. But there was no track. Monty felt fear. It crept over him like a fog. It was getting dark. The trees seemed to be coming closer and closer. Monty felt like a fly in a spider's web. The trees were wrapping him up. Monty sat down on a log. His heart was thumping. He was lost. Monty knew he had to stay where he was. Monty made a hole by the log. He lay in the hole and covered himself with the leaves. What if there were snakes in the leaves or army ants in the log?
Army ants!
They would sting him until he died. Monty began to shiver. It was Trip that found Monty. The sun was coming up, and he had only just gone to sleep. Trip licked him awake with his warm, wet tongue. Monty jumped out of his leaf bed.
Trip! He shouted. Home! Go, boy!
Trip was off with his nose to the ground. Monty crashed through the trees after him. When Monty got home, there were people everywhere. His mother was crying. Even his sisters were crying. His dad was there too, and he lived hours away. Monty hid behind a tree and watched. It was only a minute, but it was enough. All these people cared about him, Monty. Home was safe. Home was where he wanted to be.